Yeah, well, the situation is that the city parks were closed by council action back in March at the beginning of the declarations and the executive orders for Illinois. At this point, our parks are not required to be closed, but they are still closed by city action. And the council unanimously, all eight members and the mayor, would like to open the parks for use by families and individuals to come out and be able to walk through the park to enjoy a sunny day. We've encouraged everyone, and the state, in fact, has encouraged people to get out and take a walk. So we think that ought to be available in the parks. Now, we are not allowed by the governor's executive order to open things like playground equipment due to the possibility for the exchange of body fluids and germs and stuff like that, virus, potentially from multiple kids using them without them being cleaned or sanitized in between. And we have no way to guarantee that each family that leaves is going to sanitize and each one that comes will sanitize beforehand. Having said that, we are opening the parks as of tomorrow morning. The closed signs will be removed, and in their place will be signs reminding people to social distance and that groups are not allowed to gather. I would also note that the city has canceled all events that were scheduled in the parks through June because we know that we're not going to reach a point where we can have events in the park, where we can have music in the park and things like that, because we wouldn't be able to have the group sizes and we wouldn't be able to provide the things that are necessary to make those happen. However, we want the parks open for the use by everybody in this community, by the families and by the kids to come out and enjoy the parks that they have and be able to do one of the few things that's available in the community that's still open for them.